The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. God is worthy to be praised. God bless you. Welcome, of course, to DDV Radio, my radio show here, your host, Reverend Michael D. McDuffie, and also to Mike Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. We got a tremendous hour. We want you to get tuned in, get set. Let's get ready to go before the Lord. Lord God, we just give you thanks and praise that you are the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that my eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body, that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. God bless you, Keisha. God bless you, Charlene. God bless you, those tuning in. Give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the KOM. Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, Brother Robert, my engineer. Welcome to www.mikebroadcastddv.com and also Mike Live here on my Facebook Live. God is good. Today I want to give you a title called The 9-11 Serpent. The 9-11 Serpent. And I want to show you something strategically and wisely in this hour, what God is training us and teaching us and showing us how to operate. And I'm going to read this article to you. Come from Wikipedia. I give them credit. And this is what happened on September the 11th, which happened to be the same year my daughter was born. Amazing, my daughter had been through two historical things, the coronavirus, and then she was born during the year of 9-11. But it says, the September 11 attacks, often referred to as 9-11, were a series of four coordinated terroristic attacks by the Islamic terrorist group of Al-Qaeda against the United States on the morning of Tuesday, September 11, 2001. The attacks resulted in 2,977 fatalities, close to 3,000, over 25,000 injuries, and a substantial long-term health consequences, in addition to at least $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. It is the single deadliest, my phone keep on dropping on this thing. It is the single deadliest terrorist attack in human history and the single deadliest incident for firefighters and law enforcement officers in the history of the United States, with 343 and 70 killed, respectfully, okay? And, of course, it attacked the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center burning location, of course, is Manhattan, New York. It also affected Arlington County, Virginia, United States, Stony Creek Township near the Sharksville, Pennsylvania, USA. The date was September the 11th, 2001, 19 years ago, 8:46 a.m. to 10:28 a.m. Glory be to God. The World Trade Center, AAU 111 and UA 175. It also affected the Pentagon, AA-77, U.S. Capitol, UA-93, successful diversion from target. Attack was aircraft hijackings, suicide attacks, mass murder, and Islamic terrorism. Deaths was 2,996. Victims were 2,977 plus 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists. Injured 25,000 perpetrators with the Al-Qaeda, and number of participants in the attack were 19. And I want to give you something I've been talking about lately. This thing continues to drop because the weight of this machine, but I got to do what I got to do. I want to continue to give you some things about the serpent and how God will use the serpent and to push us to greatness, all right? It says four passengers, airliners, which had departed from airports in the northeastern United States bound for California, were hijacked by 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists. Two of the planes, American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175, crashed into North and South Towers, respectively, of the World Trade Center complex in Lower Manhattan. Within an hour and 42 minutes, both 110-story towers collapsed. Debris and the resulting fires caused a partial or complete collapse of all buildings in the World Trade Center complex, including the 47-story Seven World Trade Center Tower, as well as significant damage to 10 other large surrounding structures. Stay with me. All right. This machine is continuing to collapse here, but I got to do what I got to do. Okay. Hang with me. Okay. A third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, was crashed into the Pentagon. The headquarters, where we at? Crashed into the Pentagon. The headquarters of the United States Department of Defense in Arlington County, Virginia, which led to a partial collapse of the building's west side. The fourth plane, United Airlines Flight 93, was initially flown into Washington, D.C., but crashed into a field in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania, after passengers thwarted the hijackers. Suspicion quickly fell upon Al-Qaeda. The United States responded by launching the war on terror and invaded Afghanistan to dispose the Taliban, which had failed to comply with U.S. demands to expel Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan and extradite the leader, Osama bin Laden. Many countries strengthened their anti-terrorism legalism and expanded the powers of law enforcement and intelligence agencies to prevent terroristic attacks. Although bin Laden initially denied any involvement, in 2004, he claimed responsibility of the attacks. Al-Qaeda and bin Laden cited U.S. support of Israel. Notice where the attack come from, the support of Israel. They call Israel the big Satan and call America the little Satan. No, they call America the big Satan and call Israel the little Satan. The presence of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia and sanctions against Iraq as motives. After evading, captured for almost a decade, bin Laden was located in Pakistan in 2011 and killed during a U.S. military raid. The destruction of the World Trade Center and the nearby infrastructure seriously harmed the economy of New York City, had a significant effect on global markets. The U.S. and Canada civilian airspace were closed until September the 13th, while Wall Street was closed until September 17th. Many closings, evacuations, and cancellations followed out of respect of fear of further attacks. Cleanup of the World Trade Center site was completed by May 2002. My God. And the Pentagon was repaired with a year. The construction of one World Trade Center began in November 2006, and the building opened in November 2014. Numerous memorials have been constructed, including the September 11 Memorial and Museum in New York City, the Pentagon Memorial in Arlington County, Virginia, and Flight 93 National Memorial at the Pennsylvania crash site. I read that to you in its entirety because I want you to know that this is, of course, that month, and we celebrated and give honor to the lives that were lost during this tremendous attack, which happens to be the same year that my daughter was born. I remember one of the elders of our church was trapped in New York after this. They closed up all the bridges and stuff. He was trapped in New York for a few days. And one of my brothers happened to get stuck in Patterson that morning. He's supposed to be in New York, and God circumvented him, tripped, and kept him in Patterson. I'm trying to tell you, this is what I call a serpent attack. Al-Qaeda, 19 serpents that yield their bodies to the spirit of Satan, a principality, use them as Romans says, do not yield your bodies as an instrument of unrighteousness. They yielded their body as instruments of unrighteousness, and it came through and it affected the lives of many people, about 3,000. And the memories, and every year we read out these names, and all because this serpent attack caught us off guard. I want you to hear me closely. This serpent attack, Althea Scott, caught us off guard. And one of the things I find out found to be quite profound to strategic victory in wars and political issues is how stealth you are, how you catch people off guard, how you show one face publicly, but privately you're doing something totally different. That's a slick move. That's a stealth move. That's the type of mood or mode that caught United States off guard. We're supposed to be America the powerful, America the great. And it caught us with the Joe Frazier left hook to Muhammad Ali's jaw on this date over 19 years ago. And we're still feeling the effect of the atrocities that was done on American soil, psychologically, mentally. And that's only 19 years ago, and that's Pastor Sharon, about 3,000 people. And I always say this to people all the time, man, that's messed up how 19 years ago, we're still suffering from something that happened 19 years ago, and people are still feeling the psychological effect of something that happened years ago. I'm going to set this one here for a few minutes, what happened years ago. So there are things that can happen to people years ago, and it has a trickle-down effect. Oh, yes. There is things that happened to us during times of slavery that does have a trickle-down effect. All right, so I'm going to keep all things in balance. All right, so stress can be passed down. Trauma can be passed down. And this is why you can't escape the atrocities that happened to the black African man on American soil. Now, our response to it and our answer to it is just as important as the situation that was done to us. So when we start talking about black issues and helping out the black man, make sure it's done from a biblical point of view and make sure it's done according to the kingdom of righteousness and not according to political correctness. And there is a major difference. My barometer, my balancing beam is the word of God. I'm going to stand on God's word no matter what it costs me. And I might say some things, Pastor Sharon, or things that might offend you, but I believe that the word of God will prevail. Now, you may persecute me. You may kick me out. You may talk about me like a dirty dog, but I know as long as I hold on to the word of God, there ain't nothing you can do to me. You don't give me any money and support, so what else can you do besides talk about me or write things that are so illegal and wrong? But I know weapon formed against me can prosper. And as a prophet, Tricia, I stand on the word of God. And what I want to show you today is basically how to deal with today's society and learn some things. Watch this, from this satanic attack of 9/11. And apply that to today's life and take some principles from it. Osama bin Laden, who was captured in 2002 under the presidency of Barack Obama, they caught him off guard with about 26 SEAL Team 6 soldiers. They snuck in at night and went to Abbottabad, Sister Laurie Davis, and caught him, shot him in the head, shot him in the heart, and the SEAL Team 6 took him and buried him in the water. And I'm doing a football, a basketball game, Barack Obama, the president, then came online and says, Osama bin Laden is dead. And so he invaded America for about 10 years, I think 2020, I think it is. And they caught him and they took him out. And of course, people say, it wasn't really him. Please, it was him. And quite successful. We give honor to the president at that time for executing and moving forward. I give honor to any president that does what is right. Okay? I'm not getting caught up in personality. If I look at my Bible and there are things being passed that are biblical, I'm going to celebrate every victory, whether you like it or not. So I'm very proud of my president at that time. And I'm also proud of any president that carries out any type of activity that is biblically centered and that enforces my Christian doctrines. I am going to get excited. I'm going to pray for. I'm going to lift up regardless of political powers. But here's the point I'm making today. What made 9/11 so shocking is that these 19 hijackers took us by surprise. That is the thing that bothered us, because we were American the great, America the beautiful, but it took off by surprise. So my question is, Laurie Davis Reed and Tristan Wilkins and Pastor Sharon, who are you taking by surprise? Does everybody know your moves? Does everybody know everything you do on Facebook and Instasham and Trigger? Are you on the Facebook page telling everybody everything you do from when you get up to go to sleep at night? Everybody can kind of pinpoint everything you do. It ought not to be. That ought not to be. Even Osama bin Laden said, we're going to take the Americans by surprise. And he had these 19 hijackers. Some of them were hanging out close to Patterson on Route 46, taking up plane lessons at the Teterboro Airport, and preparing to destroy us as citizens because they snuck in. It's important. Border control is important. Citizenship, I got to find out where you're from. Bible says, know those that labor amongst you. It's all biblical terms. They caught us by surprise. They took off to the left, took us to the right, caught us off guard. And we're still suffering from a surprise attack. And I keep asking the people in the church and those who are in leadership, what types of things are you learning that's preparing your mind and your soul and your spirit to take people by surprise? What are you building behind the scenes that nobody knows that you're building? And it's for righteousness' sake. It's for you taking them by surprise. They don't expect you to show up, but you're about to show up. I've been reading the scripture the past 3 days about Moses and Pharaoh. And I'm going to show you that Moses reminded me of these 19 hijackers. Now, before you throw your stones, please hold on. I know some of you have lost loved ones in the 9/11, but I have a tendency to learn the good and the bad and the evil from any situation. And you can learn something from people who are wrong, and you can learn something from people who are right. And you have to be able to discern the difference, and it will be amazing to you what we can accomplish in our communities and in our world if we learn some things, whether it's from negative behavior or it's from positive behavior or it's from righteousness or unrighteousness. You have to be smart enough how to eat the meat and get rid of the bones. Moses took Pharaoh by surprise. Now, I'm going to show you this. This is real deep. Pharaoh, and I need to say pharaohs is pluralistic because it is a title. It represents a god or a lord or a king. And these are the pharaohs that ran the Egyptian dynasty or the Egyptian government. And at this time, this was probably the most powerful government on the face of at least of that area of that time. And so they've been known for enslaving the Jewish race or the people of Israel and forced them to build cities and build communities for the pharaohs and the Egyptians. And this bondage seemed to take place for 430 years until God allowed a warrior to be born called Moses, Moshe in the Hebrew, which means the name to be drawn out. He is the main character of the book of Exodus, where you get the term exit, E-X-E-X-O-D-U-S, to go out. And so God raised up this apostle, prophet, pastor, Moses, who is going to face Pharaoh the serpent and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh told him ten times until that 10th plague was death, which represents the tithe, 10%. And on the 11th one was judgment when the Red Sea washed out the enemy. And so I am a firm believer, and please hear me close, I am a firm believer that the one that takes the system by surprise is the most powerful one. I'm a firm believer there is a certain notice you can give to the public for advertisement, but there's a core movement behind the scenes that people don't know which way you're coming. And that person is smart. That person is grand. I like it when people think you just got your bachelor's degree, and after they turn around 2 years later, you step out with your doctorate. They're trying to figure out, well, what was I at while you was doing this? I was minding my business and working on my stuff. And I wasn't telling everybody on Instasham and Instagram and Trigger and Facebook everything. I picked out what I want to say, Apostle Donald, said what I had to say, and then I'm not going to give you all my details. I'm going to leave you guessing and wondering. While you was thinking I was broke, busted, and disgusted, I was opening up a corporation, a 501(c), and I was raising up dollars behind the scene. While you thought I was sick and couldn't make it, I was the healthiest person on the planet Earth. While you thought that what you heard from people is what I am, but come to find out those were just lies. The real me about to show up is when you take people by surprise, that's the most powerful weapon in the world. America has a plane called the stealth bomber, and that means that plane flies beneath the radar. It cannot be detected. It can take people by surprise. And I'm wondering, can the church learn to be the stealth bomber, not to tell everybody everything you're doing? Just give them just enough to keep them a little quiet. Give them just enough to keep them guessing, but don't tell them everything. Just show up. Just show up and just let your sound. People will see your sound. They'll see it, Pastor Sharon. They'll see it. they'll be looking around and say, well, where'd he come from? How'd that happen? I thought he's supposed to be dead. I thought we quit on him. I thought it's not supposed to happen. You know, and I come to find out that's not really the truth. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break and come back to www.mikebroadcastddb.com, and we're going to continue, of course, on Mike Radio. Let's go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for everyday heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
No voice. Oh, there we go. We're back. Okay, we're back to www.mybroadcastddb.com and also on Mike Radio. And I'm going to continue to talk about the 9/11 serpent. And so the question is, how did Al-Qaeda, how did Osama bin Laden, Kenny Wilkins, try to spread their kingdom? They caught America off guard. And Osama bin Laden was the pastor. He had 19 members of his church, and he trained and equipped them to do evangelistic outreach. Mm-hmm. sent from a foreign country to come over, act like citizens, slide into Teterboro, and then be trained and equipped how to fly the plane. And took a plane lessons for, I think, a year or two, and lived on Route 46. And they came amongst us and act like friends. They caught us off guard. And I'm still trying to figure out, Steve and Pastor Sharon and Kenny, why don't we come like this? Why don't we take some people by surprise? Let people think that you poor. Let folks think that you're not making. Let folks think because they quit, you're supposed to quit. Let folks feel because they boycott you, you're not supposed to make it. I like it when folks count me out. I like it when folks say, I can't. I'll be like, I ain't going to say no. I'll be like, all right. That's my favorite word, Kenny. I go, all right. I don't say that to people. All right, fine. You quit? Fine. All right, see you later. I don't stop because you stop. Because I understand how the game is. The psychological game is if they quit, they want you to quit. If they stop, they want you to stop. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. All you do is motivate me, baby. No, you my fuel of my tank. If it wasn't for my enemies, I wouldn't pray so hard. Thank God for my enemies. That's why Jesus told Judas, friend, why you come to betray me with a kiss, friend? It's amazing he called him a friend because without Calvary, there is no cruise, there is no resurrection. So I realized that a lot of times, Sister Lori, people don't know how to prepare the field for the surprise attack. Now, if you plan to be, Kenny, there you go. I'm telling you something. If you plan to be successful, I'm talking about whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in sports, somewhere behind the scenes, you got to be working on your game in a secret fashion. I tell folks all the time, folks want to be like the next Michael Jordan, the next LeBron James, the next this, the next that. And I be saying to them, so, well, when do you practice? I shoot a hoop once a week for an hour. I said, man, these folks stayed in the gym. Michael Jordan would close his eyes and shoot free throws all day until he hit them in the row. We don't want to practice. We don't like equipment. You want to just, you know, play the lotto and hit the money and come out front. That's not how it works. It's the behind-the-scene practice that nobody sees. People don't know the years I put in for prayer and sacrifice and crying with people and going to see. But friend, you need your enemies. Lord, have mercy. Speak that thing, Brother Steve Gray. Man, when you start praying for your enemies and lift up prayer for folk that don't deserve it, man, that's a powerful thing. Church haven't learned that yet. We pray partisan prayers. We only pray for people we like. If they're a Democrat, we pray for them. If they're a Republican, I'm a Republican, we pray for them. That's not even biblical. That's not biblical. It's not biblical. It's not. You're supposed to pray for all men, especially those in authority. You're supposed to pray for your president. That's rough for some of y'all. Y'all can't take that one. I don't have my five-fold cup of y'all right there, boy, because you want to kill a president. You want him to be assassinated. Some of you want to be killed with the satanic and demonic. But check your heart. Check your motives because it's not biblical. And I don't care what you say. You can come on my page all you want. It's not biblical. It's not right. And let me tell you something. I don't know why folks feel you got to hate someone for them to get removed. You can love the hell out of people. Man, you can sow seed for people and bless them so good that the fire of goodness just mess them up. Let me tell you something. The crazy thing is that God wants to raise you up stealthily, behind the scenes, underneath the radar, and take folks by surprise. And by the time you come to the forefront, people are going to say, where's Steve come from? Where Athena Scott get these jobs? Where'd she come from? She ain't been to our schools, haven't been down my company. You're going to simply say, I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Folks don't like it when you get raised up outside their system. Folks don't like that, boy. They don't like it. Folks don't like you coming to the ball and you didn't come in the carriage with them. Oh, Cinderella and her stepmother and her sisters ended up at the same party. Cinderella just came a whole nother way. Just like in John chapter 7, Jesus came to the party. He just didn't come the same time they did. He showed up some other way. And folks don't like it when you show up another way or the way they thought you were supposed to show up, you come another way. They don't like that. I remember one time, I'm going to share this testimony with you, how sometimes people would try to dishonor you, and then God will put you in front of people that will make the people they go see honor you. I remember one time I was talking to one of my cousins. He said, McDuff, I got to call you on the phone. And he called me on the phone. He said, McDuff, I got to tell you something, man. I just bothered me. I said, what's up, cuz? He says, I'm a school teacher, and we took a trip, took a busload of people down to this educational forum. And the guest speaker was Dr. Buster Soares. And, you know, everybody's clapping for Dr. Buster Soares. Dr. Buster Soares comes on stage, right? And he says to the audience, where y'all from? They said, Patterson. He said, do y'all know Reverend McDuffie? It was like, huh? Were like, folks, we came all the way down here, and the first name the Buster story mentions is Pastor McDuffie. He says, that's like my brother. I love Pastor McDuffie. Y'all better support him. He said, when I got home, he said, I couldn't wait to call you. He said, we had all these educators going to see Dr. Buster Stories, and the first name he mentioned is Pastor McDuffie. I said, oh, yeah, that's like my brother. We real close. Oh, God, and some folk on that bus can't stand me. But when they went to go see him, he mentioned me. I tell you, man, you don't know how God will slide you in just to defeat your enemies. And I'm not even thinking, I'm just laughing. Because when you get full of the love of God, you want the best for people, even when they hate you, can't stand you. Because that's what love does. See, love is powerful, Brother Allen. Love is powerful, Pastor Sharon. Love is powerful, Authentia. And if we start to operate in that agape love of God, you'll shock people, man. God is trying to raise up stealth bombers that take the nation by surprise like the 19 hijackers. These 19 hijackers came here, got equipped and trained how to fly our planes on some type of fake visa, get into our country, and learn how to fly a plane and then take the same information we gave them and turn them against us. Ain't that some crazy stuff? And caught us off guard, the American, the great, the powerful. Yeah, taken down by 19 people. It wasn't a mega church. It wasn't 10,000 people. It was 19 people. Some of y'all got more members in your church than that. 19 changed the course of history. Let me ask you a question. Who's your 19? Who is your 19? Who's the 19 folk you hang out with, you training? Who's your 12? Let's even make it your 19. How many of you pastors? You got 12 folk you training? Who is the 12 that are going to outrun you and outdo? Who are your 12? Who's your grandkids, your granddaughter? Who's your nieces and nephew training up? Who, I mean, you got to think. Osama bin Laden is what you call a perverted and twisted pastor. He corrupted their minds, and he said, I'm going to take down America. And the thing is crazy. Why was the city New York attacked? Because the city of New York is like, it's like the Jerusalem of the day. It's that city that's the city of worldwide communication. When you visit the states from the international globe, they always come to visit New York. Now, New York and New Jersey are side by side, but everybody wants to go to New York. Statue of Liberty really in New Jersey, but the Statue of Liberty, the Twin Towers, the Empire State Building, you know, 7th Avenue, lights, glimmer, action. You know, it's like, oh, it's just, woo, the city that never sleeps. And that's the city that Osama bin Laden said, attack it. Take it by shock. We're going to bring it to its knees and board us to our knees, at least for a few years. Now, they rebuilt it. None of the buildings are the size of the original Twin Towers. Now, that's a whole museum. It is $1 billion moneymaker for the city, and I do remember the lives that were lost, and I do understand that. I understand the pain of the loss of life, but I also remember the pain and the loss of lives of many Black African Americans that died on that flight, on that boat called the Mayflower. I do remember we lost our lives in the water, too. And I do believe there is a righteous and right way to advance the purposes of brown and Black people, but it must not become partisan. It must not turn it into a political issue. It's got to really be about helping Blacks out and helping them. How do you do it? You empower them. You train them. You equip them. And sometimes it's behind the scene because there are some leaders I'm training now on my network. You don't even know their names. But let me tell you something. Within a year or two, within a few months, you're going to look back and say, wow, where that guy come from? I'm going to say, that's my brother, Latif. Where that brother come from? That's my brother named Malcolm. That's Yaya. You're going to turn around and say, that's Micaiah? That's Taj? Wasn't Taj 3 years old? Yeah, he's 13 now, casting out demons. Because I was stealthily behind the scenes training up a Lori Davis, training up people, a brother Steve. And you know, and I'm not on Facebook all day. I'm just doing it real committed. Every time they pay me tithes and offerings and I could be on these different rims, I'm going to train and teach. And God will raise up these individuals who are going to take people by surprise. Let me just put something on scripture before I'm not going to be off. I'm already talking. In the book of Exodus chapter 4, God is raising up a stealth bomber named Moses. He's going to take Pharaoh by surprise because, you know, Moses had been out the country for 40 years. He was a retired shepherd. And so God is going to raise up Moses to go back and face the serpent called Pharaoh. And when he faced Pharaoh, he's not going with political power. He's going with kingdom power. He's coming to speak to the powers that be. He's not going to get partisan. He's going to do what the kingdom required, no matter what it cost him. But, you know, Moses, like us, will fight against God. But God's going to say, now, listen, Moses, I'm going to tell you what you was born for. You was born to draw people out the water, draw them out. That's why your name is Moshe, to draw them out. So when you are a deliverer, it's not always popular, but it is what's right. And so Moses says in Exodus chapter 4, and it says in verse 1, then Moses answered, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say the Lord did not appear to me. And the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand, Moses? He says, a staff. And God said, throw it on the ground. Notice the term, throw it, throw it, throw it, throw it, which almost is the term cast down, throw it to the ground, like God did Lucifer, throw him to the ground, throw him to the second heaven. So he threw the staff to the ground. And the staff became a serpent or a snake, okay? And Moses ran from it, like many of you watching me, always running from what I'm trying to teach you, all right? You'll get that next week. But the Lord said to Moses, the Lord means Adonai, said to Moses, the pastor, the apostle, the businessman, put out your hand and catch the serpent by the tail. Catch it. Sometimes political games is elusive. You got to see folks that are advertising saying things that are erroneous. They're not even correct. It's off. You got to be able to research every article. Don't listen to everybody on Facebook and InstaSham and Trigger. Do your own research. So he put out his hand and caught it by the tail, and it became a staff in his hand. Now, here's an amazing thing, and I got to be done in a few minutes. I want you to get this. I call this serpent 9-11 because you have to catch a serpent. If not, the serpent will bite you. And what the serpent did in 9-11, he caught America by surprise. Now, we're supposed to be the church, the prophetic ones, the anointed ones. We don't catch nothing. We're not discerning. We can't tell a lie from the truth. We're just so dull. We're drowning in political partisanship. We really are, man. I think, Tim, do you guys study the Word of God? Do you study the Bible? Do you really, or do you just so persuaded by other people's political opinions? Do some studying yourself. Look what God told Moses. Take the staff and throw it to the ground. Now, when the staff is thrown to the ground, it becomes a snake. Now, you got to ask yourself this question. Where was the staff at in the first place? In the hand of Moses. So Moses took the staff, threw it to the ground. It became a snake. Now, when he caught it at the tail, Nicole, Nikki, Minister Nikki, it restored back to a staff. Now, this is a motif. This is something God has explained about the nature of a devil. The devil's first name was Lucifer. He worked for God on God's staff. He was head of praise and worship. When God told Michael to kick him out, he threw him into the second heaven, which is the type and shadow of a ground. When Satan hit the ground, he ended up working through the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, okay, crawling on his belly, all right? But then God instructs Moses how to catch the staff or catch the serpent at the tail. It was restored back to a staff, all right, but still working for God. That means that although the serpent has been sent to bite you and destroy you, if you respond with kingdom and with power, God will still make the devil work for you, but according to righteousness. And what I'm learning right now in this hour, we better learn how to look through Satan's deceptions, and you better learn to do some studying yourself, and don't be deceived by newspapers. Don't be deceived by social media. Do your own research. Do your own study and find out what God is telling you. I'm trying to tell you something. When Moses caught that snake by the tail, it returned to a staff, S-T-A-F-F. What does a staff do? A staff works for you. I'm here to let you know, if we learn something from these 19 sneaky bombers in September, over 19 years ago, one thing I've learned, God will make even the evil that people put against you to work for you if you operate in kingdom principles. If you stay committed to the kingdom long enough, and don't let the kingdom go because you're mad at the pastor, mad at Pastor Mike, oh, stupid stuff, dumb stuff. You quit the whole church because you're mad at your pastor or mad at something. Ah, that's dumb. The principles are still working. You have to grab hold of the tail of the serpent and manipulate it and still make it work for you. Keep this in mind. You know, the devil practically robbed Job of everything, and God had to instruct Job, had to catch the serpent by the tail. And by the last chapter of the book of Job, God had already instructed Job to put his hand over his mouth because he's saying a bunch of stuff he has no understanding. And some of you, in order for you to catch the serpent, you got to shut your mouth. You say too much. You give out too much information. You got to know what to say, who to say it to, when to say it, where you're at, when you're saying, and how to say it. And when you get all these things working together, man, it makes you a real smart person. You ought to leave people guessing. People ought to not to be able to pick your brain and get all your information. Sometimes I like the way the system of Shine would say to me, I ask her a question. I say, Ms. Shine, what are you doing with your life? She said, what are you doing with your life? She'd say, I say, Ms. Shine, who are you supporting? He said, who are you supporting? People like to ask you questions. You know, with some time, question the questioner. That's what politics do. They just evade the questions. Every time you see some of these debates, you can't even get a straight answer, man. It's funny sometimes you watch some political shows, you ask somebody sitting in a chair, well, are you sitting in that chair? I'm not really sitting. I'm standing in a new position. I said, huh? You can't answer the question. There are no yes and no questions. Everything is gray. You can't. Are you standing up? No, I'm really sitting down in a different way. I'm trying to figure out what is going on. Politically backwards. This is America, man. This is America. And I gave you stuff today because I wanted to, and I know it's too fit. I got to begin to close. I'm trying to show you something. One of the things I couldn't get to today because there's a whole lot to give you. 2 o'clock hour goes so fast, but here on www.mikebroadcastddv.com, and those watching me at Mike Live, we got to be a little bit smarter. We got to learn a little bit from Bin Laden. We got to learn how to be stealth. We got to know how to put our groups together and train them and then send them forward to do great works. I think sometimes we got to know what to say and how to say it, who to say it to. And then you got to be able to train the small group. Let me tell you, it took 19 people and trained them. And those 19 changed the course of America. 19 people. It wasn't a mega church. It wasn't 10,000 people. It was 19 of them who decided to die for their purposes. We can't even get the body of Christ to die to self. That's why we can't take on the agenda of the kingdom. I tell you the truth, man. If you plan for God to use you this season, you have to prepare yourself to be rejected by the masses. But do what God called you to do, and you will pick up the serpent at the tail, and the serpent will work for you. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they do. I'm telling you, man, you better know for yourself. You better know what the scriptures say. You better know for yourself. You better know for yourself. I'm telling you, man, study to show yourself approved. Now, this Sunday at 7:47, we're back on our church service. Don't miss it. As you already know, I have a TV broadcast channel that's coming out, KOM TV. You want to go on Roku, 60 million people, inbox me. I want some half an hour shows. I want some hour shows. I want some talk shows. I want some cooking shows. I want some health and fitness shows because I want the kingdom to flow through my broadcast kind of stealthily. And everything don't have to be scriptures in Jesus' name written all over the car. No. I just need some people to do some positive things and be some positive role models. We need some more Chadwick Boseman. We need some more positive black role models on stage that I can tell that's a man and that's a woman. I like to see some people actually play the role of a real family, which is a man married to a woman with kids. I want to see more positive role models on stage. Or I'm tired of highlighting evil and wickedness and the spirit of perversion. I want to see a brother on stage stand on his 2 feet and be what God's called them to be. Now, because the time is running out, I need everybody to go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, and the PayPal address is supermike77@gmail.com. Do things for the glory of God, not man. You got that right, Brother Steve. When I leave here, I'm going to the police department. I'm about to minister to another 20-something young people between the ages of 13 and 17 that have been involved in some criminal behavior. And my job is to go and rescue them. Amen. Got 1 minute. And the I Am Initiative is going back for day two. Thank God for Pastor Marcus Debner, Market D Ministries, and Kingdom Advancing Ministry. I think got a new church coming out, and the Mighty Sons of God. So we're going to represent the I Am Initiative. And so keep me in your prayers. Let's let this thing go. Thank you. Let's tune in next Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I got to go. God bless you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose the law enforcement first